And before that, you heard the Zombies, and she's not there. But on the line now, I have Brian O'Kelly from the Irish Records Fair. Hello, excuse me. Good morning, Brian. How are you?
Hello, Noel. How are you? Good to hear the Zombies again.
It is, yeah. Would you get them in vinyl at the fair?
Oh, you would. You would. That famous album, Odyssey and Oracle, seemingly one of the top 100 albums of all time, according to Rolling Stone magazine.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah, brought out 4 years, I think, after that single came out.
Mm-hmm. And is it the chicken egg sort of thing with the resurgence in the sale of vinyl? Is it because of the requests of people, the general public wanting them in vinyl, or is the artists themselves wanting to get that sort of vinyl sound?
Well, I think, you know, there's been a certain number of artists who have kind of continued with the vinyl all the way through its unfortunate, but possibly not quite demise. They've believed in the vinyl, and they've, a lot of artists, and indie artists especially, have continued to bring out their singles and the occasional albums on vinyl. Now I think the public has kind of come through a whole stage of, you know, they've discovered files, how easy they are to download, how much different stuff they can carry on their phone, this kind of thing. And now it's kind of come around to a kind of a collector's aspect again, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Now people like to have something tangible. They like to have the covers to read and, you know, the artwork. It's an item in itself. It becomes actually a small work of art that you can afford, you know.
Mm-hmm.
I know people who are buying vinyl to put them into frames and put them up on their walls. I know people who are buying vinyl who'd never play them, don't even unseal them,
mm-hmm.
and buy the download, you know, and listen to the download, but are building up a collection.
Wow.
So I think there's something very nice about having the physical item. Now people have gone through, they realize when they download these files that they don't actually even own them, mm-hmm. you know.
Yes, yes. But of course,
so it's something tangible in a world of files, let's say.
Yeah, as you were saying, I mean, I was only listening to or watching Bryan Adams on The Late Late, and he was his latest album's out in vinyl. But you need a player to play them on. Are they accessible and easy to get as well?
Well, they are. You can start. You can start at the very bottom. You know, just something that will play records that aren't, absolutely pristine, and you don't have to worry too much about the effect they're going to have on your mm-hmm. record. For example, I mean, I don't want to give a plug to them particularly, but I think Aldi or Lidl, one of them, are selling a record player for €45 this week.
Okay.
Now, it's not something I will buy myself, but it's okay for. If you have a load of old singles and that kind of thing, you know, I wouldn't. And then you can go all the way up to, you know, hundreds and even thousands of euro, yeah. In really hi-fi decks. But they're pretty accessible decks and decent decks for under 150.
And what about all the stuff that goes with it? I mean, I was told, I don't know too, it's very hard to get needles for them, the stylus and all that.
That depends, and it's something that if you are buying a record player, you should always check the availability of them.
Mm-hmm.
There are a couple of places that do them. There's a new hi-fi shop, I understand. I haven't been into it, but I hear it's quite good, on Wicklow Street. And I normally send people around to Sounds Round in Capel Street, who carry quite a large catalogue. They have books full of needles as well, where you can check up, but you have to bring in your stylus to check it out.
I suppose,
of course, online as well.
I was just going to say that.
Online.
Yeah, I suppose I was going to say that people can find out. Well, listen, that's enough advertising for everybody else. What about what about the record fair here?
The record fair. This particular record fair is going to be the biggest one I've ever put on. I've been running them since '98. We used to do them in Dunleary, and then we moved into Film Base in Temple Bar. If anyone's been to any of those,
mm-hmm.
this one is bigger. We have, I think it's coming up to just under 70 stands at it. Normally in Film Base we'd have about 45, and we have dealers coming over from the UK. There's almost a quarter of them will be UK dealers of the space there. All kinds of vinyl, CDs, DVDs, posters, memorabilia. You name it, it's probably going to be there.
Yes,
This will be the biggest one that's ever been held on the island of Ireland.
Okay, it's in Smithfield.
It's in Block B in Smithfield. If you know the big square in Smithfield, in the middle of it you have the Lighthouse Cinema, and we're right beside that.
Okay.
We're doing an auction on Sunday as well. On Sunday at 2 o'clock, which is a load of rare things. There's a lot of Beatles and Bowie and U2 stuff, very rare items, which might be of interest to people. Most of this information will be on the website, which is www.irishrecordfairs.com.
Irish. Say that again for me, sorry.
Irish Record Fairs.
Irish Record Fairs.
In the plural, F-A-I-R-S.
When you talk about auctions and hearing pro, what sort of prices can some of these records fetch? Can it go from the very bottom to the extreme?
Well, okay, I'm actually looking here in front of me. I'm looking at a U2 12-inch. It was one of the numbered limited of 1,000, which normally go for around about 1,500.
Wow.
This particular one is, I think, one of a kind out of the thousands, and it's because I got the story from the chap I bought it from, who got it from Jackie Hayden, who actually numbered all the stickers and put them on the 12 inches. He used to be a general manager for CBS, but seemingly they went into the warehouse and they were walking through the warehouse, and Jackie grabbed on the 12 inches, stuck a sticker on it, and gave it to this gentleman reviewer from a magazine. And it was only afterwards we realized that the sticker had been put on the back of the sleeve instead of the front. So okay. It's probably one of a kind. Now, we expect that to go for over 2,000.
Something as simple as that, just a sticker on a different side.
Yeah, just, wow. Well, that, it's a rare item anyway.
Yes, yeah,
but,
yeah.
But I'm just saying, it's a particularly strange. We've got someone selling a Bowie collection, which includes a copy of The Man Who Sold the World with Tony Visconti's name spelled wrong. So it's the first issue. It's T-O-N-N-Y on the Mercury label, which means that has a value of about 1,500 to 1,700 as well.
Yeah.
There's some Beatles items, and anyway, plenty of strange stuff. Madonna posters. We have one of those from Slane, which is expected to get over €100.
So, as well as records, your posters, is that?
Oh yes.
Okay. Yeah. So the full gamut of it all.
There's plenty.
Yeah, I was just reading in part of it where you have some Jimi Hendrix and the Yardbirds as well, which the Yardbirds now is a great favourite band of mine back in the day.
Fantastic band. Something for people to look out for in their attic as well would be, you know, there were Irish issues, Irish pressings of Yardbird singles. Now Pink Floyd as well, Irish pressings. All around that era of the mid to late 60s, all the psychedelic stuff.
Mm-hmm.
There was a good number, lots of stuff on Duran as well, pressed in Ireland. These actually command better prices than the UK ones because there were less of them, obviously.
Yeah.
So where you might have a UK issue of a rare single where they made 2,000 or 5,000, in Ireland you might only have had 200 or 250 or 500.
And what distinguishes... You know, What distinguishes separately is, you know, where it was made, say, made in Ireland, made in England?
A lot of the labels around then would actually say pressed in ERA or, right. You know, made in the Republic of Ireland or made in Ireland.
Okay.
Beatles singles made in Ireland would be on the red label. The first one, She Loves You, might be, you know, you might get €150 for that, 200.
Okay.
This is all in mint condition, of course, you know.
Yeah. I can just imagine...
Condition is everything.
Yeah, I can just imagine, Brian, people now listening and they're going to be, especially when you talk about labels on the wrong side and misspelt names, forensically going over the record collection with a fine-tooth comb and a magnifying glass to see is there any defects and hoping that they can find defects in them.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, Unfortunately, or fortunately, depending on what way you look at it, a lot of the Irish pressings seem to have had very strange... There's a Wham single pressed in Ireland, which I think it was on Club Tropicana, but they kind of forgot to put in the club, or the Tropicana, one or the other.
Okay. made it sound like an orange drink.
Yeah, exactly.
What about the likes of, say, Glenn Campbell or something like that? Is there anything out there to him or artists like him, Sinatra, you know, solo artists, apart from the bands that would have any value?
Mm-hmm. To be honest, they sold in vast quantities, mm-hmm. and anything that sells in large quantities and was pretty much middle of the road, there's not a lot of collectability for.
Yeah.
I think the nostalgia for that doesn't extend to collecting their records in a lot of cases. In most cases, you might like Sinatra, but you're quite happy just to pick up a CD with the stuff on it and listen to it that way. You know, there are obviously worldwide some good few collectors of Bing Crosby, Sinatra, people like that.
Yes, yeah.
But unless it, you know, again, maybe an Irish issue of something might not have been available in large quantities, but in that case, you're probably looking at selling it abroad in order to realise its value. I don't know of that many Irish collectors of that type of material.
Okay, so
that said, we're going to be selling, we're going to be selling a lot of, I'm looking at Portrait of Frank Sinatra here, double album, probably go for about 10 or 12 euro.
Mm-hmm.
You know, there'll be boxes of country, middle of the road stuff, classical. There's plenty of jazz there. Jazz is really making a comeback.
Yeah.
And these are all kind of average prices of 10 to 15 euro.
Okay. And this all applies as well as to vinyl and all that. The memorabilia attached to anything to do with music will be in there as well?
There will be people selling, different things. I don't know exactly what's going to be there myself, obviously, because we have so many dealers and everyone's bringing different stuff.
Yeah.
One particularly good feature of this one that we don't have that often is we've got a high percentage of people selling their own collections of this, which really makes it interesting. So makes it interesting for the dealers as well.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Okay, well, listen, Brian, go through all the details. It's all happening on the 27th. Give us the times, the location, and the website, please.
Okay, if you can take the Lewis to Smithfield Square, it's at that stop there. You'll see the yellow submarine parked in the middle of the square. That's one of our Beatles dealers has a van that looks like the yellow submarine. There'll be posters everywhere. Now, let me see. On Friday, we're open from noon until 9 p.m. at night. Will I give you the prices on it?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's €3 in on Friday, but that gets you in for the rest of the weekend free, so you can come and go freely any day. Saturday, we're open from 10:30 until 8 p.m., and that's €2 with a free Sunday entry.
Mm-hmm.
And Sunday, we're open from 10:30 until 7.
Okay, so
that's €2 in.
The whole weekend.
Now, we're actually, anyone who goes on the march, the climate change march, we're giving them free entry as well. All they have to do is show us their posters, their banners, or their walking shoes.
Okay, Brian. Sounds like it's going to be a fun weekend anyway. I'll try and get over there myself. I might start forensically going through my own record collection because I have a wide selection of... incidentally, when I asked you about the record players and that, would it be anything like that on sale?
Yes, Noel. I'm talking to somebody today who might be doing retro record players at it. I'm hoping to. And we're waiting for a reply from a couple of people who are selling new ones. But so far, I can't guarantee it.
Okay.
But certainly, if not for this one, we'll be looking at that, definitely having that for the March July or November ones next year.
Yeah, because I imagine a lot of people, I mean, I got one there about as a present, actually, about 10 years ago, and I'd had an old one, but I imagine a lot of people that had record players sort of buried them in a shed or up in the attic and sort of start going with the DVDs and stuff like that.
No, I did a job for about 5 years there. I was doing all the logistics for recycling, electrical goods.
Yes.
And the stuff that people were throwing at, beautiful record decks and players and systems and stuff like that, was just heartbreaking, really.
Yeah, it was, wasn't it? Yeah,
it was some horrendous. Beautiful pieces of furniture as well.
But these are the people that now, with the resurgence, it'd be all out looking for it and trying to buy it back and buying new ones.
Exactly.
That, yeah. Okay, but maybe they
it's
might get
the way
something.
Things go around now.
Yeah. And maybe people will get something on the weekend. But if not, they get the records anyway to save. Congratulations. It's a great achievement. And you've been gone since 1998, so that's terrific as well. It goes to show you the popularity is increasing rather than fading all the same over the past.
It is at the moment. It'll obviously never get back to what it was in the mid-90s, but certainly it has a decent, sustainable and growing level of interest again. Mm. Could I just mention, though, that anyone who goes to the website, irishrecordfairs.com, there's a voucher there for a free pass on Sunday as well. If they want to just photograph it, they can get in with that on the Sunday.
Okay, the Record Fair, Smithfield, Block B, Sunday. Be there, I'll be square. That's from Friday until Sunday. Thanks very much, Brian. Thank you.
Thanks, Noel. Hope to see you.
Thank you, you will.